78 is a very vague memory. I was only 20 years at the time. My coach, Ben O'Donnell, he coached me in the hurdles, which was an event I specialised in. And he asked me to come to an awards function. Those days, functions were few and far between.
Yeah, it was in its infancy as well. It's not as big as it is now.
No, absolutely not. No, I think there may have been 16 or 17 categories in. Now there's 43. You know, it's amazing how it's progressed. But I went to the function anyway and had their meal and all, and then you're talking away to other athletes and all, and then suddenly somebody called out my name. So I was dumbfounded.
Because it was the overall winner. It was
the overall winner. I was talking to Danny McDade there for a few minutes up there, and Danny just said, "You just popped me to the post that year," he said.
Yeah. So you were in austere company when you were beat Pippin Danny McDade.
Oh, amazing. I mean, he's an Olympian, I never got to the Olympics, but he's a great man, and they even mention his name in the same
breath.
It's fantastic, and to be remembered after 40 years, they've been invited to something like this.
Yeah.
The Donegal Sports Stars Awards Committee, they'd never forget you,
And tell me about 1978 on the track.
Ben asked me to join the athletic club. I played football before that, and he was looking for an athlete to do the hurdles for the National League. So he formed a team called Cheer Connell Sliders, but they had no hurdlers. So me being 6'3" and got the long legs and all, he coached me over the hurdles. At the very start, the hurdles were, I was 3'6", the height of the hurdle, 110, and it looked an awful height at the very beginning. But persevered with it anyway, and I got to like the sport, and Ben was a great coach, and very technical event, but he knew... Yeah,
very specialist sport.
Yeah, and Ben knew what he was talking about, he was real advanced for the, at that time, So he took on the hurdles anyway, and just progressed and progressed,
And how did the Donegal Striders do?
We did very well in the National League now. I would have competed in the two hurdle events, and I would have competed in the two relays, and the 400 flat, I think it was. So I had, on that particular day, maybe I had six events to do, but I was 20 years of age then. Didn't even break sweat.
Yeah. And tell me, you're a national junior champion.
I was national junior champion. That was my first title to get, and then I progressed into, even though I was still 20, I was running senior. So I won a number of silver medals in the 400 and 110 hurdles, and I got internationals in from that, the first two in each event would qualify for an international.
Yeah, so your career really took off after that?
Sorry?
Your career really took off after that?
I did, yeah. It really, at that age, you look back on now, my God, did I really do that? I mean, my first senior was on the same team as Eamon Coughlin and John Tracy,
Yeah.
And they were household names then, but to me, they were just another athlete. Yeah. But when I think back on it now, they were heroes.
Great memories to have.
Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. Probably appreciate it more now than maybe what you did back then.
I really do. I really do. My wife Carol's here with me tonight. It's great for her to be here as well. It's a great evening. And as you say, I look back on it. My mother always kept a scrapbook for me.
Yeah.
Before I got married and all, and she could be clippings and all. So once I got married, then she handed me over the scrapbook. And now I'm flicking back and forward. Was that me?
And you played football. Who did you play football with?
I played soccer.
Yeah.
I played soccer with a local team, the Lifford Celtic. We got the semi final in the FA Junior Cup 1 year.
Brilliant.
Shea Given was in goals for us.
Great.
So I mentioned Shea too.
Yeah, so a lot of stars in your time.
A lot of stars, aye. I was on the sport. I was in the army for 34 years, and it was just sport all the time, sport orientated,